Okay, we'll begin with Satay Simit Hashem. The legal we saw yesterday, just to pick up, was against Shadi Neifa Bas Ikroi. So Rashi said before is Hagdorah that here the Pesad is that the Neif is Choshuv. Mokam Anocho, the Gavir of Nosh Shabbos, the Gavir of Nosh Shabbos, the Mokam Anocho, is the Neif itself. And Shodi means we give the gets chashivos of Mogam Dal Dal. There's no son of Dal. Okay. And we suggested that based on the Taisa Rosh, that it could be that Rabbonon have a different language. We said yesterday, based on Taisa Rosh, Rabbonon could be a chelik in this nekuda. And they said that the vote of Shodi Neif was equal is that the Neif, that something resting on the Neif would have a Mogam Nocho. Would consider to be have a Mogam Nocho on the ground. And that's why Mishus Echod, you would say Shadi Neif was equal. Let's begin Taisus. Bilan Haimei Mishus Hayochid V'Neif V'Neitin Mishus Chol Rabim. Ocha B'Shmaita Amotzi Lugmei Bilan Shikoi V'Neif V'Kulei Koi Mishus Hayochid V'Yesh V'Ikoi Dalit Dvei Bistar V'Shadi Neif was equal. V'Chashim V'Mokom Dalit. But I'm going to say, but I'm going to show the name here holds, not like which that's on, we spoke up nice Rosh, that Rabbanon would disagree. Don't hold the house for Neifa Sikoi. Who was just echoed? Yeah, no, I'm going to say, but I'm going to show the Neifa Sikoi. Well, I have you, Mokum Dalit. The Bishus Ayochid Nami Sova Shmaitzin, the Binion Mokum Dalit, Dalit. But as we marked him yesterday, there's a basic, essentially, Machoikis is showing him here whether our sugi holds, whether, right, they're like this. You have a Fchisa, that's what the Nochma, where Fchisa says, not Kondi, Mishus Ayochid, who do I may amo, the Noch Agab of Chayot. So the Gemara learns because you don't need a Noch Agab of Dalet and Dalet. In the I would see the Rashba here, Rikhas, the big Rashba here. Rashba holds his own machlokes, and the Gemara is only concerned here about the Shosei Rabbim, Shosei Yochid, only Dal to Dal. And the reason, again, you have to learn the Rabban and the Ran to see the reason why. The Rashba too a little bit, but the Rabban and the Ran more than Rikhas. We'll come to that Mitzvah Shem, maybe next time. For Omot, Reis holds that you need in both Mishuyas, Mokum Dal to Dal. What's the raya? Mid gomer b'som of tonet vasko shabiyoto. Yod dinach b'shus yochid. Mashma di b'shus yochid amima. Dwinan l'ashku chay mokom abba. Al not that b'chay gavno b'shus yochid v'sirabim. Mishum di milsa da baye it ma b'pik in a milsa da v'chisto. Toma no it's kone b'shus yochid. Mitzok noch aga bo v'fil gubay me amo chayi v'porich lo ima d'v'chisto do ma kibebi. This is more of Zayin that we learned yesterday. Yom Hashan, the Gemara says, Naman Aleph, Chasam Aleph, Shuzi Yochid Gavim Lepig Yekid Rav Chisko. Right, so Tereis here had the Gisa, and then we pointed right the Rashash, was Matal Sofik, whether Rashi had the Gisa. Tereis for sure had the Gisa, that we have on top line of Chasam Aleph. Right, here it is, verbatim. Yom Hashan, Shuzi Yochid Gavim Lepig Yekid Rav Chisko, V'hocho, Bilon, Ho'i Meid, בשוס היוחיד ונויפי נית לסוס רבן הוא אומר אפילו אין ביקוי דלד תראה בסוף עכשיו נויפי פרס איקוי ואב יו או אני הוא קם תראה תאיס בשליט ביק שליט נסוג לשד נויפי פרס איקוי הוא הם זה נו זה זה ביק יסבס לי קשאל נסוג תראה בסוף עכשיו נויפי פרס איקוי תראה בקשוס היוחיד חי ואב גב לא אבי מוקם דלד קיד ואב חיסטו Rabbon Sav, the means that the Neif Bosav Ikroi. Then we hear the other Malach in the Sugya. The Shad Neif Bosav Ikroi helps the Gavay, the Chavetz, Yeah, a chevet that's equal b'shus a yochid, marshal, and noif b'shus a rabbi. A chevet of nocha on the noif is chaim shemach nosa, right? Ma'abe apel, fully plain. Shed noif b'shus equal, yeah, so what's he say to Dova? How's it work? What's the first thing you have to say? How can it be that it's chaim shemach nosa if the chevet never entered into b'shus a yochid? What?
It's attached to the ikur, which is Brishas Yach. And the ikur doesn't need Malkum Dalat to...
Yeah, Malkum Dalat, that's not bothering me. We forget. Faith says you don't need Malkum Dalat to forget anyway. Well, once we pull in the Brishas Yach, Malkum Dalat is not the least of our problems here. The Shalas, where's the Malach here? What?
It's Bacham Malach is in
Brishas Yach. Okay. Yeah, that's the first thing that the Prophet needs to perceive. The Aleph here in Avona is that obviously Tosfos understood not of the Rashi in the whole Mahalach of Shem Neif Pasigoy, not of the Rashi that somehow the Iker gives a chivus to the Neif, has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but rather it's the sugi is it's a type of Inyan which he spoke about in Akiyos in Hanochas Gufay, Akiyos Gufay, and again also a little bit okay, then get something else too, sugi ben Agid. That, namely, that Shem Noif Bas Igwe means that we consider the Mokom Anocha of the Chavetz Al Noif to be at the base of the tree, the eco of the tree. And the eco of the tree is, right, because we look to establish the Mokom Anocha on Agavi Kalka. Mokom Anocha is Agavi Kalka. The Noif is attached to a tree which is resting on the ground. So just like we say by Yad, foolish and Rishonim. By that I've always said foolish and Rishonim. About something on the Yad, the Mokom Noch is on the ground with the person standing, with his feet on the ground. So too, the same idea applies to Shonim Noch Vasa Yikor. The Mokom Noch of Rebus on the Noch is on the ground. That's Aleph. That's Mamash. That's Aleph. Now, Yesh Lot. So we mentioned the Chakiri. Anybody knows the Chakiri? Came up a few times already. In Eitzelbach Nos, how many components are there? Right? This is an idea we touched upon more than a few times. How many components are there to Tzanach Nos? So the Akir is one component. Then sometimes we talk about a second, a middle component. Right? The middle component is it's crossing over. Because if that's the Iker component, or maybe a component, right? Is that is a Chel Gemoch going into the Shus, and then is Anoch in the Shus. That's a meduva, certainly a topic that we spoke about a few times. Shall we, what do you see from here? Here, the Chavis never enters into the Shus HaYochid, Batsam. The Chavis never entered into the Shus HaYochid. The most thing you can say is the Mokom Anoch of the Chavis is in the Shus HaYochid. But if you want to talk about Yitzhak Nachnos having three components, the ceiling won't have it here. That's why we don't have it here. Elam can you matzik? Can you say that making a derech of the shmuz of the kopen sanam chaznich? Right? That it's a little bit like that. The ones that right? You understand what I mean? That's possible. It's no, the chavis never entered into the shusay yochid. Chavis is not in the shusay rabim. Elam, it's munach on a noif whose ikur is in the shusay yochid. So therefore, we can say the mokom yochid to be the shusay yochid. Okay, but chavis never entered into the shusay yochid. See, if it so has three components, you don't have it here. So the chayyut portion, so you don't have it. So Tosfos doesn't have to hold it. Tosfos can hold it. It's all nachnos consists of two things: a kiyuv in one shlus, and a nochi in another shlus. And a nochi have in by establishing a mokom and nocho, agav the ikroi. Yeah, didn't happen. That's what I'm saying. It's elo im tim saloi ma. You boy saying, but you could say perhaps that when you make a mokom and nocho, when you establish a mokom and nocho, b'chem is in shlusan yochid. The din of shadin and noif of osa ikroi, that guva constitutes the chiluf of shlus, if you want, guva. But the akaponim is one of the two you have to say. And which means, that's what I'm saying, it has to do with the kol mesano or chaz nish, that the last two, if you say that, if, mitzidi you don't have to say it. Mitzidi you can say the two, there's a kiven and ocho. But if you want to say that there's three, so the third, the second and the third coincide, and the mechayivim.
What do
Yeah. Well, what's the title here? But we're just scratching the surface here. What question has to be addressed here? What question has to be raised and addressed? Oh, right. That's the question. You have Abai said, "Oh, my Abai, Yodah Shel Odom, Einad." Treatably, Yod Shel Odom, Ein Leikis Shel Abam Leikis Shel Yochid. Whatever the Yis is, the Rabbanim is the Rashi and the Yishanim. The Rabbanim, there's no question that take the Oni. The Oni whose feet are planted in the Shel Abam and his hand is in the Shel Yochid. So his hand doesn't have a din of the Shel Abam. His feet are in the Shel Abam, right? His feet are in the Shel Abam. His hand is in the Shel Yochid. His hand doesn't have a din of the Shel Yochid. Which is about neither one. Legit to the Yach, legit to the Rabbi. Neither. But certainly not, the source of Rabbi, despite the fact that that's what's feet are. So what's the difference between Shadid and Life was equal to Fitoistris? Shadid and Life was equal to Fitoistris, and the other Shalom. Right, what's the worst of that? What do you think about
the other one?
You're making it worse.
The tree is stationary and never moves.
So you're making it worse, making it more difficult. Making it more difficult. Here you have a tree that whose knife is in the Shlus
Rabbim. I'm saying it never moves.
And then that's what it is. So that's its location.
You put the two together.
And it'll never move. It's always there. So it's, how do you make it better?
Since the base doesn't move.
What?
Since the base doesn't move, this is easier to consider that base more established enough.
What's the difference? What? You can ask what's the difference in this Nagikli too. I mean, ask both questions. What's the difference in this Nagikli and this Nagikli? In Agar Kli, the din of Agar Kli is of the chayv itself, Moshe. Somebody was mentioning there's a Kli with mole different items. Right? Again, you carry it from Shusha Rabim and the Shusha Yochid. The chayv of the Kli is still back in Shusha Rabim. It's not a chayv, even though the chayv is in Shusha Yochid. We don't actually loish me Agar, so we ignore the Kli and we just look at the chayv itself. Boom, again. Agar Kli Shmei Agar Mizim, the chayv is in Shusha Yochid, it's potu. Agar Kli Shmei Agar, we ignore the Kli. And here we say, Mamash Yavazit, here we say that the Chavis is entirely in Shusha Rabin. It's Chayv Ki'ilu, the Chavis is entering into Shusha Yavazit. It doesn't help us
there. Perhaps the difference is that there's no such thing as an independent traversal of the branch besides the tree. Mashen Kim and Yad could move around.
Here for what?
Here for the Yad's, we see that the Yad's, the moving around of the Yad is not covered in any Makom, because it's totally related to the Guth. Mashen Kim and the branch.
Okay, so the ad moves around. You're making
it. Can you see that by a human, his ikar is not typically dalaladala? By a tree, his ikar is dalaladala.
We're talking about Taisa says that Machayim is from Machnosa. Forget dalaladala. Taisa says that somebody standing to Zerabim and threw onto a branch in the Zerabim is Chayim is from Machnos. If the ikar is in the Zayochi.
Because the branch is.
Is what?
Mobile. So the mobile is tougher to the permanent. Mashen Kim by Yad, or the.
Well, it's a very strong branch, doesn't move in the movement suite.
It's pretend to some branches moved.
What?
Like in Sukkot, some branches move.
So I say, what about that branch? It doesn't move in the movement suite. It's a big, strong, heavy branch, and it doesn't move in the movement
suite. It's a small branch. It's a
so then you're making a big Kim there. They're only talking about a. A light branch that moves in every call all the need of.
Right.
already have your kingdom as a small branch.
I mean, according to me, they have to have branches move with not all the dollar. No. I'll suggest an idea. It's a suggestion, not sure. And maybe this is what he meant. Maybe this is what he meant when whoever said it. Whoever said it. The two guys move. The chat is that there's another, something else. They have another dimension. In the Neufer Bosse Ikoi, which you don't have in Yodel Naich. And that is that the goof of the mensch is not cemented to the ground. He's not cemented to the ground, and furthermore, I mean, more than again, a better way to say it is, he's not part of the Rishos, and that's what Shem's about. That the mensch is in the Rishos, not part of the Rishos. Right? The three things, I'll tell you a little bit, I'll be marked and anticipate what Rishayim say. Let's just consider this idea. So when Rishayim and Machsei, that we talk about why we're Christian, that's just being, it's not something premature, just to have a music here. When Rishayim, some Rishayim explain why we're Christian, there's a need, and Ocha, Gabi, Mokum, Dalt, in this case, they're not on the Rishos Ayochi. So Rishayim say, it doesn't apply always. It's not with Ocha, that Melechus Hachnosa doesn't need. It's not true that Melechus Hachnosa doesn't need Hanoch Gav Mokum Dalut Dalut. They say that with Chisus Kesev, no, it's Kondi, Chisus Yochid, you have a Mokum Dalut. Because Chisus Yochid, the Kondi is placed in the ground, so Gilu Chisus Yochid goes up like this. It's part of the contours of Chisus Yochid is such that the Chepitz on the Kondi, even though it's Me'amo, is Munuch on the Rishus. Mashayin Kein Moshe, a person standing in the Rishus, or a Kli, or a Behemia, those are three examples. Which I'm talking about, those three things are not part of the Rishos, they're in the Rishos, they happen to be in the Rishos. But have a big hand, if you make a Hanocha on one of those three things, so you can be Chayiv. But a Hanocha on, if it's not on the Rishos, so then it has to be Dal. Mashenken, if it's not on the Rishos, Mashenken, put something on the ground, it's Munoch, you have Dal, you always have Dal. Who's in a Konde, you can say one of two words, it doesn't make difference in your name. The Konde in the, that's Norut, in the Shus Ayochi, Konde of Chris, is part of the Rishos. Part of the Rishos, if we're describing the contours of the Rishos, it goes up 100 Amis, then it goes back down. Then that's the Rishos of Yochid. If you remove it, then not an Ami. You can remove it. It doesn't have to be permanent. But right now, Kozman is here, that's the Rishos. A man standing in Rishos, the Rishos of Yochid doesn't go up over his head and back down. He's in the Rishos. Right, that's very clear. So, Im Kenat Ova, now, having put that idea on the table, which is, again, so now we have like this. Now you have, and we have to end something else. Neuf and Ego is very clear that they have to, Shadim Neuf versus Ego, according to Rishayim, we have to introduce another concept. And that is that, we said before, but let's repeat it. We're determining the Mokom Hanocha of the Chavis. The Mokom Hanocha of the Chavis. In terms of Mokom Hanocha, so the Neuf is, we look at the Mokom Hanocha as being with the tree hits the ground. The tree is attached to the ground, it's resting on the ground. That's the Mokom Hanocha. It could be that you can add another thing that in terms of Mokum Hanocha, in terms of Mokum Hanocha, okay, I mean that's Bechal. That means that if the Mokum, I'll add a waste of a hands with that. If the Noiv is not conveying Mokum Hanocha with the Atzmai, that means it's Tofel to the Iker. It's a Musaka Tfelus here. Iker means trunk, but it's also the eco of the tree. The eco of the tree is the eco. And the gabe yachem, the gabe hanocho, again, not gabe other things. Gabe other things, not again. But gabe hanocho, we want to know who is the mokum hanocho, b'chev, it's on the tree. So we say the noiv is tofel to the eco, and the mokum hanocho is where the eco hits the ground. Now, because that's where it hits the ground, then the noiv, the gabe, this is tofel to it. Asher Mikol Zeh, something like this. So if we have, so if we say that the tree is part of the Shusay Yochid, part of the Shusay Yochid, and the Noiv is always Tofel, the branches that grow out of the tree, a Tofel to the Iker, then it's not right to hear the Tosis holds that what's lying on the branches is like it's in Shusay Yochid. The branches have a din, in terms of Malkum, the branches like I have a din of Shusay Yochid. Because once the tree is considered to be part of the Shusay Yochid, again, it's not a thing, it's not something in the Shusay Yochid. It is part of the Shusay Yochid. So in Mele, because the branches are Tofel, Tosis is held that that's what the Shadin Leif was equal. So it's also part of the Rishus. Even though, which is the whole shrug, even though it's not Teicha Mechitzis. It's not within Mechitzis Yud. So the vote is, I'll say like this, the vote is Mechitzis Yud served to define the place of being Mishus Ayoch. Avad, without Mechitzis Yud, vote is Mishus Ayoch. Either Gevoy Yud, either Omer Gevoy Yud, talk about later, Mr. Shem, people later, or Mokom Mukov Mechitzis. Let's say we're talking about Mokom Mukov Mechitzis. So Mokom Mukov Mechitzis is indispensable. Mechitzis HaMamish is the Likuvah, Likuv Gomo, in defining and in creating a Mishus Ayochid. But once you have a Shusay Yochid, so then a tree which is in a Shusay Yochid, the Shusay Yochid can extend outside the heck of Mechitzes with this din of Shusay Yochid.
If the tree was in a Shusay Yochid, and the branches were in a Shusay Yochid, then you have a Shusay Yochid.
No. The difference, if you look at the Tosfos, well, you see the Machlokes, the Tosfos, and the Rashba. But for sure not. For a lot of reasons. It's only here in Shusay Yochid. Shusay Yochid, this extension, if you want to call it like that, or appendix, something's appended to Shusay Yochid, but the extension of the Rishus of Shusay Yochid is only by Shusay Yochid. Such a thing, Bechan HaShem Shusay. Because I tell you, right away, if for no reason other that Shusay Yochid has to be, every meter of Shusay Yochid has to be Mokom Hiloch Rabbi. Like the Gemara says, if it's hizmi vehige, if it's a ditch in the ground, if it's a tsoy on the ground, all these things, the Gemara says, that mokum is not Mishus Rabin. Because it's not mokum hiluch Rabin. The avir is not mokum tashmish Rabin. The avir, between 3 and 9, that's not the Mishus Rabin either. I mean, if it's an omud there. Because it's not Mishamish Rabin. So the definition, part of the etzim definition of Mishus Rabin is mokum hiluch Rabin. So obviously, if something is sticking out into a mechitza, it's not mokum hiluch Rabin anymore. And even Chayyim Shusay Rabim is Machlokes Ban Rov in Daf Zayin. What? It doesn't make a difference. It's good enough. It's good enough. As Odom is like this, the male like this, so we're talking about Yod Basaguf Agrayo, the mensch is not part of the, it's not a landmark in the Rishus Rabim, Shusay Yochid, which is standing. He's currently located standing in the Rishus. Same thing in Kli and same thing Behemoth. They're not part of the Rishus. So now we say like this. If you want to say in the 1 minute, so we say like this. This aloha yod lo inayich. Yod lo inayich. Yod lo inayich means that, like we said earlier, the Kambon, the yad is not conveyed, mokum menocha by itself for a chavis. The mokum menocha is, like the Rambam says, will be standing on the ground. Okay, that's aloha. But the Gabi, the second shayla, do we say that something that's munoch on the yad is considered to be in the Rishus in which the feet are. The Yad is the one Rishus, Rabbi said no. And it's kind of a now the difference because what should bring you into the Rishus? The Mokom Menocha is only, but the Mokom Menocha has nothing to do with location of the Chavetz. It's two different Mosogim. Location of the Chavetz and the Mokom Menocha of the Chavetz. So if you have an Odom standing in one Rishus, he's entirely one Rishus and another Rishus, then the Mokom Menocha is out of his feet. But location of the chavitz is where the chavitz happens to be. The mokum nocha can't determine the location of the chavitz. So the chavitz is located. That's the yodesh old venim shus rabim. The yodesh alami. Because it's not part of the shul. It's not he. They can't look at a man as being something which is appended or coming out of the shul. It's not. He's the chavitz in the shul. But that's sorry. I'm halach.
I mean, this is enough to talk about shus rabim.
What?
Is it enough to be mevatel or shusar ab when it's physically?
That it's what then?
Enough to be mevatel or shusar, physical or shusar ab where it is. Because the object how does it, even if you say that?
As a, if the neuf is toich gimel the kalka, so then call toich gimel the asmichta. So then again, if you want the toisus, it came down before. So if the neuf we're talking about is on the ground, within 3 feet on the ground of Shisabim, then I don't believe anybody says that Shadid neuf by Sigway, Timfazel. But hey, we're talking about between Gimel and it's above Gimel. You'd be anywhere above Gimel. If in the town it's above Gimel. Above Gimel, Tatan Munach and Shisabim. It's an Avi Shisabim. Avi Shisabim, Chemit was. Avi Shisabim is not that same Shus. It's Avi Ovi Shisabim. So if you ask, so we can take a Chemit who's. This is what we're talking about. Take a Chemit who's in. Not, if since it's on Munach, and it's on something which is part of the Shusay Yochi, it's the Mokum of this Chavis, it's Shusay Yochi. Yeah, why not?
Even though it's physically in the.
You didn't have to talk about that. That's what I'm trying to explain. The physical coordinates of the Chavis are Shusay Rabbin. But Abba Bichain is Chavis Shemachis.
One of the
Gemara
said that
Yochi
was not like Shusay Yochi. So one of the Shem asked the Rashi that he's moving the Halim to the Shus because how would moving the Halim that the Yochi get an extension of the other Shus?
Saying, but a tree is different, and that's what I'm explaining. The tree is different because it tells we look at the tree as being part of the Rishos. So the tree is part of the Rishos, the branch which is Mistari Famil, which is Tofel to it, is also part of the Rishos. He looks at Yochid, drops out into Rishos.
So someone
here
like you off that
some of you take making a kibbutz from that, yeah, why not? If he's meniach on his chayim shemachnas, if he picked that put down on in the shusram, it's chayim shemaisi. Why not? What I'm thinking is the following. Let's say somebody is standing. On that knife, and he put a chayfetz on his hand. Would that change the din? If you're asking me why should it change the din, I don't know. But it's the answer is stopping. It's something to think about. What? Okay, yeah, just stop. What?
Yeah,
you
keep the
first number of the okay, good. So, what's posted to you? The demon's outgoes. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. I don't have the clarity that you have. But I'm saying it's maybe it's a so. Yeah, I was mistaken a little bit. What would be the no, I mean, seriously. It's a. Okay. It's a possibility. Have to think about that happened. He's standing on the branch, and the chayv is on the branch.
Chayv is on the branch.
Picks it up. Yeah, what would you say? What is something? You hear the shaila, the chiv moshe, yeah, got the interdiction of the ikur. Not into the shul down the street. Into the shul of the ikur you're talking about, obviously. The nether shul of the shaykh yudhisa and the nether shul of the yachas, but the shul of the ikur. Right? What? Right, that's the shaila, so maybe not right. Maybe not right.
Right.
It was a nice shaila, maybe.
Shut that
off
for your
shoes. What? Yeah. That's the tape. Good. Okay, let's invite them to the musician. Yes, he noticed. I mean, the Tosha says that. I just put to point out something obvious. Nothing more. Mashan is just the Yochel Kulam of Pike Kedra of Christo. We may learn that as an occult. We may learn to take the Varenu. So I'm having Yovin. This is the answer to the question that somebody asked me. There's a sugi in Makis, which the first class seems, in Makis that we base, there's a sugi seems to say, Faket. The sugi there of the Neufeniker. The Gemara talks about two things. The Neufeniker will have a Yermiklot, to have a tree, both cases, the Iker is in Yermiklot and Neufeniker. So what's the Yermiklot? Or in Maestro Shani too, have a Chutz Lechoyma. The name Chutz Lechoyma. The gods are still given. First of all, I have to know the Queen of Rambam is not relevant because nobody's standing on the tree, standing on the branch, standing under the branch. The guy is important. But even if you talk about standing on the branch, so I'm even Yovin. So the other Gemara seems to say Faket. The other Gemara Malka seems to say Faket. The other Gemara, and the opponent is sad that the Neuf is equal, got to be deeper. The Gemara says the Neuf is equal, the Neuf is equal, and not the equal. They say, Kiwi say reverse, not the equal, but the Neuf. But the Ike is not over to the knife. The Ike is not over to the knife. That's what's the difference. So first of all, take a look in that dormitory academy. But the it's not Maspik what says there. But the Ike difference is this, what we're saying right now. And I will assume here the difference between that and this is that here will be Kaveh Mokom and Nocha Mechefetz. The whole need then begins with being Kaveya and Mokom and Nocho of the Chavis. As soon as the Mokom and Nocho is possible to go that way, the Shemin Nevi was the Igor. I mean, in the place of the Talibot, Shemin Nevi was the Igor, because that's the whole word, that the Chavis on the Nevi is Mokom and Nocho is the Igor. Mele, what follows, then the next Aloha that is Chayiv Kiilu, he was Machnas, he didn't do it, so say, oh, it follows with the service aspect that we explained. But the first thing is, we're dealing with Mokom and Nocho of the Chavis. Where's the Munach? Who's the Munach? There in Makkah, there's no Mokom Nocha. There's no Mokom Nocha. No Mokom Nocha. Shani in the middle, not Mokom, not totally Mokom Nocha. Whether the Rizayah is flying in the air or standing on the ground, totally relevant. Whether Mashani is on the ground in the air, is moving, it's right there. There the only part is location. So the Mokom's in location, the coordinates of the Chavis of Mashani, the Gabi Pidim, the Gabi Achilo, the Rizayah, the Gabi, where you can kill him, you can't kill him, it's the Chutz the Miklot, it's the Techer Miklot. Shall is where is he located? Not where is he munach. There's no loch of munach b'chalvi. Anocha is not l'imali v'loimoyvi, literally. L'imali v'loimoyvi. When you fly into the air, it doesn't make a difference. There's no din of anocha there. So mele, all we've been done, what's his address? What's his address? What's the address of the person? I'm letting you say his address is a tree, his address is a branch. I have to put it in more grober terms. But the eco vote is that here there's a vote of mokum anocha. It's not relevant there. What's that? Both are true. It's true. Gamze. Because it's also true. Gamze Emes. Sorry? Maybe, we're saying in fact that there are two ways of explaining it then. Using the slow mokum and ocho, and vegam, that idea of the chesed yoch itself. Good, enough of them. Could be right. Good, very good. Could be.
Also, maybe you could say also another chol, is the fact that Marco is not necessarily dead of being inside the Rishos, it's just dead of being shy of the Rishos. Well, then I'm sure we'll have our way to try to save it.
Well, Shaykh is the word that needs to be defined about women, Shaykh.
It has some relation to the Rishas, as long as you're inside in a tree that's connected to the Rishas, there's some relationship to the Rishas.
See, Shaykh is not enough because Shaykh, I mean, Shaykh is not included, it doesn't include being, it can be one place, Shaykh is another place. But Maggie has explained that we consider it to be the Lefnei Mechutz L'Chayim. considered to be Levnim and Achayim, even though it's not. Shayach Yehek Bichli. Shayach not enough. The idea that I would, the Musa Shayach not enough. It has to be located, it has to have a location or address, Teich Achayim. Or it has to have an address, Chutz Achayim, for example. Shayach not enough.
I think Shayach
doesn't
be enough just because we try to go out of way to save it.
Something's
even
with them. Okay, you're right. Why are you doing that? Okay, maybe. Maybe.
If the issue is bothering me with children, maybe if he's on behalf of Rosh Hashanah, we couldn't kill him.
If he's in, he can't go no matter what. Tell us if he's out.
Meaning, we're not seriously about Shaykhus. Even if one just had enough Shaykhus to not 100% be out of the Yom HaKlod, he 100% can't be killed.
If they're here, his Shaykhus means it's enough to save him. Could be. Could be. Okay. So Mashan the Bishus Yochid Kulam will plink it with Chizav Ocha Bila Noimeid Bishus Yochid Bnoi Bnoid Bishus Hora Bim Amari Afibu Ein Bigoy Dalut. Yeah, so this is the title goal that in Rav Chizav what you're pointing out. Once Chizav says the Umachayiv Mishum the Umachayiv Mishum Machnes in the Bishus Yochid, so then Dalut is not a factor of Chal if he tells us, because Rav Chizav holds that in the Bishus Yochid you don't need Dalut. And let's not forget, we're not talking about Mavid al Damas versus Rabbim. And Elon's Kulay versus Rabbim. And we want to know whether the Noif has a din, Mokum Dalad or not. Al Derech Rashi, if you want. V'yesh Bikwe Dalad, the Rebbe Sova Shodi Noifei, V'choshi Mokum Dalad, Rabon Olavi Mokum Dalad. The Bishas Rabbim, Moid Rechisto, Divin Mokum Dalad. The Bishas Yochi, Davka Koma Rechisto. The Mashal Kamon, the Gorm, Bishas Yochi, Glam, Lobrikin Rechisto. That's the Kashi. Toys of Rosh answered that, right? The Toys of Rosh we saw yesterday is the Teres discussion. Well, of course, what's Teres? If we, the Bryce can't be talking about Kulei, which is about me, because then one am I'm waiting to Rebbe. There's no Machlokes anymore. Everybody holds Shodin Oif Basiko. That is what it says. V'yesh lo imar. It's not Toys of Rosh. V'yesh lo imar. The Bishus of Rabbi and the Motsi Luke may di and Neif Lomadim and Gimel. If the noivus of din three tefachim on the ground, glavi patri abonin. Avo gav da gadalit ki aris smirto don ki aris smirto he. What's the chat? And this here you can show us mean the mount of sunny bay. So within gimel, the mokam and ochis where the ground. So there's no chisson of pochos midal. There's no chisson of emel dalit. It's on a branch. Teich gimel. So down me hocho the branch. He'll kuli amos say down me hocho. The branch not a chisson here. They don't. As opposed to the Gemara of Sadiq Beis, in which if it's on a yad, and the yad is in Gimel, so the yad is Machloek. So the yad is a Zabon. Because maybe the yad is a gray or so, because yad, because Agad yad. Yeah, the branch is not a problem. Dalam Yochel, the branch is Munach on the ground. V'ilam Alam Gimel, Lav Machai Vrebi, the Kamel will see a branch in Shisarabim. It's a Kamel. And if it's less than half, it's mokum to that's the age lema. L'rashbon nire, the Rishus Rav Namish kachas al lema shat noy pasikoy. Can she go pochus mishloy, shat ikoy is within, on the ground. I give her a test. Rav kat mo, lov tab Rishus Rabim, vid noy vayil, umal megimu, the Rebbe abin noy, vid Rishus Rabim, the shat ikoy le pasikoy. Kechad ikoy le pasikoy, le Rishus Ayochi. So here we have a machlokes the yesh lema, I mean toisvus, obvious, some toisvus, and the rash. What's the machlokes? What's the mesias of the machlokes? And what's avon in the machlokes? What's mesias of the machlokes? What's in English? What's machlokes? I start to think of machlokes. What's machlokes? What's that? If you say that, yeah, we're going in Tosfos here. The Baal Tosfos, over Tosfos, Tosfos didn't have a problem. Tosfos didn't have a problem to say, Shadinan, they have a branch in the Shus and Rabbim, and the Igor is in the Shus and Yochid. So Tosfos had no problem saying that Tosfos learned that the Gemara holds, that the Gemara says, we say Shadinan to view the branches as having din of one Shusayochid. The branches sticking out, jutting out into Shusayochid. The Igor is in Shusayochid. So we say Shadinan, and the branch is like Shusayochid, Ko'omul, as we just explained. Mashayin Kain, if the Igor is in, the Igor is in Shusayochid, and the branch is not Shusayochid, but the branch, and as well as the branch, everything's in the whole tree is in Shusayochid. But why is the branch not in Shusayochid? Because it's in ear space between 3 and 10 Tfochim, at the Malam Gimel. So the camel is a Malam to. We don't say Shadinan. Why not? Then that's the first advice. And the Rabbi says, yeah, say Shadinan. L'choy, the Rabbi says, the same principle of Shadinan. Just like I say Shadinan to give it a din of the Iker, if the Iker is in Shusayochid, say Shadinan to give the knife the din of the Iker, if the Iker is in Shusayochid. So what's Taisal Nalak? Why is Taisal Nalak?
The trunk of the tree is only because the trunk of the tree is because of the technicality.
Within Gimel, the Gemara says in Hazorik, a loshen iefshel of Shusarabim said to lakid, bim lakid ritni. The Shusarabim is not smooth. Shusarabim goes up and down. And before the cement was introduced, before they paved the roads, Shusarabim goes like this. So there's the branches, the stones, the pebble. That's more the Gemara. Shusarabim goes like this. Same we say, I said so before. The Chazanish, I think, that touches upon this, and there's a little stick on the Chazanish about this. The vote is that the Tosfos holds not Shayach Shadinan, because one of the dinim of the etzem of the chevs of the Shus Rabin is that it's a mokum hiluch. It's a mokum hiluch Rabin. He calls it, he's lost his Rachva Sedaim, but it hasn't been Mokom Hiloch HaRabim. Mokom Hiloch HaRabim. And we said, because there are sugis here of... Kevin Zovitz, suddenly he's blocking, sticking out into Shus HaRabim, so the you have to walk around it, not Shus HaRabim. It's Habush, the Gemot of Zion, the whole list of exclusions to Shus HaRabim, even though technically in the Shus. It's Habush of Nei Amudim, Tzidev Shus HaRabim, His Mevhigim means thorns, a deep puddle that's going on a base here, a ditch in the ground. So you'll be just having all these things possibly could be forgiven from just having, because that Malcolm Hiluch Rabin. So the Im Kena Dova, that idea in and of itself precludes the Musak of Shadina. It's not saying a Shadina. Shadina to consider something which is Rabin, it has to be Nidon Shalatzmoy. If it's Rishus Rabin, the beautiful Shabbat means it's a public thoroughfare. Period. Nothing can be appended to Rishus Rabbim. I'm saying if it's a Yochid, there's no such a Locha. If it's a Yochid is what's conveyed Rishus, is Hekav Mechitza, separated. Rishonim said about it. We'll see in Shem. It has to be separated from Rishus Rabbim. But that's equal to the Rishus Yochid. Separated. What separates Rishus Yochid? Rishus Rabbim and Mechitza, partition of 10. Tvochim, either in Gordon, in Noah. Shall we give him a sign? Give to the Mechitza too. Shall we come to him? Or no, with anything removed from the Shus Rabbim. Fine, but in Cain, that defines the Rishus. But something can be appended to the Rishus. About the Quran, we said, if the Noiv is within Gimel Tvochim on the ground, you don't say Shadinan from the Shus Rabbim, from the Yochid. But within, there's no read, but the noiv is in the average Shus HaRabim, so Shadinan can give it to Shus HaYochid. Mashen Ken can't give it to Shus HaRabim. That's the result. Very mistaken. The Rash was the Chiddush. Shem Ken, at first glance, I think Rash was Boshel. The Rash was the big Chiddush. Rash was that the Rishus of Shus HaRabim can also have Hadei Shadinan, and he can append place. He says a knife was equal to give it to the Rambam.
If the branches in another
shiss
wouldn't it be appended to
their shiss rabbi? No, so even as well, so even when they're ashwa, it's stomach only with an abu shiss. But if they have an ego shiss rabbi and a life in shiss yochid, you wouldn't say that the life is shiss rabbi. That's for sure not. What?
Why
wouldn't it be that when it's in another shiss that it goes into the shiss and then becomes a karmel tzarmah from there?
If it was that high, meaning
aris and a chnebel gimel or a chnebel. Tosha says you don't say shadina in the gavish shiss. So you say because the shiss rabbi is
every
meter of shiss rabbi has to be a mokhnu shiss rabbi. You do say shadina when it's in the shiss yochid. Shiss yochid, the shiss rabbi,
make it in a
shiss
rabbin, but once it's made into a
shiss
rabbin, why?
No, you don't. You make something into shadin, make something into shiss yochid, but not the other one. Shadin makes it gives the life a din of shiss rabbin. It was shiss yochid. I'm sorry, not the other one. No, it's neither, but this is possible. In, going back to the Yeshoima, so like this. So we have Shadin and Gabi two things. Shadin is Gabi Rishuyos. Shadin and Kuntz Balatayis makes something advantage of Shadin Yochid. Shadin says, gives it in advantage of Shadin Rabbim. Shadin Neuf Barasigo gives it in of Shadin Yochid. That's one thing. So the Yeshoima says, oh, but not Gabi Shadin Rabbim. Not Shadin Rabbim. Don't give it dinner to say yochid, but not with shul sarab. There's nothing there. Didn't die for this. It was ego. His name is not dalad. The ego is yet dalad. The ego is yet dalad. So it gives the name a din of dalad and dalad. That's the second din. Second of the din. Right there. From the Rashi. But Tais is masking to that. Of course Tais is masking to that. Of course it does. So now, look again in the Tais. In the Yesh Lema Tais denies both. Both applications. Explain what I mean. Let's read again. V'yesh lema the b'shus of rabim l'motzi lukma. Let's say there's an ikur and loif on shus rabim. And lo motzi lukma. Why? V'ilam alam gimel love mechayiv rabbi because you don't say shadina. So why you don't say shadina? We just explained. But there's another diuk here. The kamlu su mochav arba or mochav tohu. It's not mochav dalit. It is mochav dalit because. Why not apply the second din? What's in the branch? Now, I'm asking a question like this. What's in this branch in the Avir, Shos, Arab, and Lamal, and Gimel? So I said, it depends. If it's Dalit, it's a Kamalist. If it's Pochas, it's Dalit, it's Mokum Tor. But the Choyer is always Dalit. Because the second din of Shadina says, it's always Dalit. It's always be a Kamalist. Halach Lamais, the Mutz put something on such a branch. So Choyer, din of Shadina, which is say, the branch is like Dalit and Dalit. So we have a Kamalist, we also. Shein Tais Nalaga. Tais says it depends on the actual dimensions of the branch. If it's Dalad Gimel or Pochas Medalad. Why is that?
He's only giving him the Cheshivas.
Oh, yeah, Pochas. Because, even a Pochas. The Din Dalad, the halacha of the Kamus has to be Mokum Dalad, is because the Gemara says the Gemara says we give it, it's like we give it Dinam of Shusay Yochid. Shusay Yochid has to be Dalad Dalad, the Mokum within the Hekif Mechit has to be Dalad. That's if you have a mokum mukum chis is less than dalad dalad not shus yochid. That's a shiur in the rishus. And mokum choshev is dalad. Mokum, there was something which constitutes a mokum in terms of having a rishus. It's only dalad. It's only dalad. And the rabbanim said the kamus. And the rabbanim machadish said that something is a kamus, which is, has a din of rishus. So they gave it that din of rishus hayochid. There's only dalad. So maybe that's totally on dimensions. In terms of the chashivas of the mokum anochos, so however you say pshat, like it's choshu, we give it mulach on the ground, what the other pshat we had. But so gabe a mokum anochos for a chevet, so you say shadim noif bosa higoy. But gabe, there's a branch constantly with the rishus. It's a rishus with the atmos, it has to be with the yardstick, with the rule, it has to be dalad dalad. If it's not, you'll be as choshu as you want, all chashivas in the world, it's missing the dimensions, the minimal dimensions of rishus. The minimal dimensions of rishus are dalad dalad. Yeah, choshu, very good. All right, I have one more word. I'll tell you about the passage. The Hemshech Tais will be nailed on Sunday. And then, if you look at that, that Ramban, the Asken Daf, the Zayin and Beis, yeah, if you want, it's a big Rashba, because that goes to the Rashba, if you have a chance. We'll look at a few lines in the Rashba, but not the whole thing. Alright, this week we start saying, we're saying Talmud and Shalat upon Zayin and Cheshvan and a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago, we started what the world calls Gvuas Gematirin and Gvuas Geshomim. It's amazing. It's apropos of the Pasuk too, because the Pasuk Noach is the assuming it's the guest is relevant to Pasuk Noach. Yes, I suppose if you speak out, maybe no. Why Chazal use the lashon Gvuas Geshomim? And why is it in the book of Tchias HaMeisim? There's a going here, that's a very important going to know. John Putin, it's not a Chiddush. Going to the Deres HaLiyom, it's a book of Tchias you want to find it, it's an Oifin Hasheni on the Pasuk Ish Elokim. It's a parish on the Ish Elokim. So I'm starting to put it in the beginning of a sentence, but it's a Meruva Shikl. Elokim Moira al Hisnagus Eopi Ateva. That everybody knows. By Elokim Gematu Yis Ateva. So Elokim Azem Hisnagus Eopi Ateva. What does it mean, Der Chagav? Everybody knows Elokim is Teva. What does it mean? It means that he has a lotion of Pia Teva. When we talk about Teva, of course, it's important to tie to the concept. Teva means that the Rotsan of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Chok Nosan Goyavo, what says in Tilum, we say every day, Chok Nosan Goyavo. The Rotsan of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is implanted, ingrained, literally engraved in the Bria. And everything that we see, Hakobako Miko, whatever you see, what you don't see, the chukas, the roots of the things you see, things you don't see, the atoms, the molecules you don't see, it's all Rotzon Hashem. But it's Rotzon Hashem, which is Kavua. Rotzon Hashem, which is Kavua. Then there's Rotzon Hashem, which was given in the Torah. That's how Bnei Odom have Bechira, this is also an act. That's not Kavua. But this is Rotzon Hashem, which is Kavua. And the Olam is a Mesaga B'yateva. And that's Elokim. Elokim, one of the Hoyois of the Shem Elokim is that. V'chein l'nizkai v'maisa b'eshes kim Shem Elokim. So not a stira, Gam Rashi, first Rashi, second Rashi, last week's Rashi, gracious. So why does it says Elokim, doesn't say Shem Avayi, so what's Rashi from Chazal, we've called it many times. Rashi divin lo, b'tchil olav b'chshav b'nza loshan Chazal, b'tchil olav b'chshav b'liv b'nza din, loshan miskayim. The going says the divin, but it's not a stira. L'chein l'nizkai v'maisa b'eshes kim Shem Elokim. Because Ma'aseh Bereishis is the 6 days in which these chukos Shemayim Vot were set up. L'chei nomu Rabbi Sein Luzal maskirin gvuras kishomim b'tchias ha-meisim. What's up to do? V'omru, the Gwantainis, or the Lir, v'teich shi shikulo ke tchias ha-meisim l'figyo kavur b'tchias ha-meisim. Shomim yishoku ke tchias ha-meisim. What does that mean? It says it going. V'inyan, ki akshomim eindom ha-pi ha-teva klal. Some don't are not part of the Chok Nosan Gol Yavo. It's two in the time they go and two in the time without two ayoyim. It hasn't changed. Ain no piyateva klal. He called that dvarim shabaylum. I mean, my philosophim shua piyateva. What was the one with the philosophim? Philosophim in the means here means scientists. I mean, scientists are able to discern and to describe and understand to a great degree. The chukas my words, right? The rules of the physics. So they say call it volumes up yet ever. They understand it. They understand it. Call the vote. The chokhmah of goyim tamid. Av zvichas Hashem no shkiyosa. Not only that, zvichas Hashem no shkiyosa. That you can right. We know when the 1,000 years ago there was a lunar eclipse. They can tell you exactly to the split second when it happened. When the next eclipse. Any event in Teva is very meduyik. And what he calls the philosophium have a handle on it. That's what that's his Rabbi Teva. They think Teva is has no manik. We know Teva has a manik, but the manik is put the manik of the boys about put the rules engrave them. No. Avo al kshomi moedim and the Mitzvah is like this, ain't no pita have a clown. Totally unpredictable. It's unpredictable from today to tomorrow, or still from today to next week. And then even, and even when, not only from today to tomorrow, even when you know for sure it's going to rain, but they can tell you when the next eclipse is going to be this little second. Nobody can tell you when the first drop is going to hit the ground. Nobody can tell you. Nobody can tell you. Never heard that thing. Nobody can tell you. It's not Bechal Teva in that sense. The Goyim says, Pom Yim Yevei, Pom Lo Yevei, Kaidua, Pom Yevei, Bechol Yom, the dry spells, the wet spells. Chayin, Nikro Gevurois Kishomim. So it's a Nikro Gevurois Hashem, Esim, because it's Vorim. Because when you look at the Chog Nosan Vol Yavor, so you can forget that there's a Baal Abira. But Gishomim is totally on the Gevurois Hashem. I mean, you see the intervention. Because the Baruch Hu makes it happen. וזה שאומר ומתאר שיש כולו כתחייס המסים כי גם בתחייס המסים מיידים כולם שאין לו הפי הטבע לא שייך טבע טבע doesn't understand, doesn't allow טבע means the study, the science the חוכם is the טבע חוכם is טבע, the חוכם of טבע have no way of describing what תחייס המסים is how it's going to happen, what's going to happen not שייך, it's outside their domain בכלל they don't handle it שהפי טבע לא יתוכן שאי אודם חייזה לחיוס וכן קבעו בתחיית המסים. נמצא, כל אילו משנה יגע על פי הטבע, כי הוא מחדש בכל יום טוב במעשה בישס. I mean, here's the MS. Not like the philosophers say where it goes on its own. Because we're always מחדש בכל יום במעשה בישס. But as well as it is, they should follow the same pattern every day. And they say it too. But in the same Pashas Ruach, it also means the same idea. Pashas Ruach means the same idea. We have a Gemara Shabbos. We'll open up a Gemara Shabbos. That's Ayin Hey. אומר ואיכנו, מניין שמית הולדו מחשב את כובס למזוריס. שני המשמעת זה מסיסן. Tell us what it means that כי חוכמס, and that's what it means to be to make astronomical calculations. מחשב את כובס למזוריס. שני המשמעת זה מסיסן, כי חוכמס להם ובינס להם לנאי הועמים, הבאם את זה הכי זו כובס למזוריס. Means a goy, you want to tell a goy, you want to impress a goy. You want to impress a goy, that is what they want to talk about. And they have one person that goes. So you tell them, I know child and Shadim, no, if it was a goy, the Taya Gush, the Taya Nivomis, nothing to do, the goy will not be in the spoil, he was it. But, Chish of Kubas and Mazolos, you tell them that I know, Chazal knew, Chazal's grasp of astronomy was astounding. So that's a very impressive. Good, that's what Moses said. But look at the Rashi. Rain the Amin. So Chochma and Ikeres Yish Amari Lohem Simon L'dvorov V'ilu Chachamo V'amazol I say, no, the sun going through the constellations and Me'idin K'dvorov Shoyim Eshon Nazu Gishumo V'ichein Shon Nazu Shchuno V'ichein He can predict somebody that the Boki and Chish of Tkulvas and Mazolas can predict when it's going to rain. It's going to be rainy here or it won't be rainy here. וכן בכל איתם, פי מהלך החם הוא במה זה לסהו, הוא מולד לסהו, במה זה תולי, הכל פי השור. זה רשי says that רשי says that גשומים is part of the part of טבע. רשי seems the same. זה קשה. אה, זה קשה, זה סיר. מה היה?
We know how the rain works. We say גשומים at a certain point.
Yeah, but the mice is unpredictable. Rashi would say it's predictable, and then the Goyim said it's unpredictable.
It's unpredictable. But if you can tap into the spiritual, you know, how to...
No, but this is not spiritual. This is forget. This is a chokhmah that the Goyim can do. We're proficient in it. Klai Yisrael is proficient in Chidat Kuvus HaMazoros. And the Goyim understand it. They understand what I'm talking about. And they're, okay, look at that. They predicted the son of Gishumo.
Well, when it's going to
Oh, So two, yeah, it's nature with Matov. That's one, that's for sure. That's right. But the Gemini, you can predict a rainy year. I think that there's such a thing, I don't know how accurate they are. Certainly they're a rainy year or not, or a dry year. Okay, that's what Rashi says, a rainy year, a dry year. The grain is talking about when they're going to rain, which day, which hour, or even say which minute. That's for sure. Rashi doesn't, it's not serious that before. So both emes v'kayim, both emes v'yatsev, and that it's gvuas geshomim, in that it's still we have no handle on the accurate predictions, but on the tier, yeah. There's something else you have to know. The kids at Rome is the kids at Rome and Richos is that Rishonim say already. Rishonim behind people is that Rishonim say two types of rain. And they some Rishonim are told in the two words you find in Tanakh, Geshem and Motor. There's a rain which is taka part of the Marocho of Chugash Maivoritz. Then there's a rain which is the Chutzmin HaMarocho and the Gvuas Kishon, Gvuas Hashem, Gvuas Hashem. The Moshe, if you look, you find both. Sometimes Chazal for Nesatik Shmechem Bi'i Tom. When that Leila Shabbos Kodesh and all of it, and the Gemara says, Ben B'chai brings it, and we'll have a look up, the Bismarck Shem and Bishotach, Poshet is the rain, and it's the, like, Shalom can come, because Shmochel can bring the rain at the right time, and it can result in the tremendous Shefa. That's the Ruchnizdik rain. That's the rain which is a function of the Ruchnizdik Matzah of Kaiso, rather. The rain is wet. The rain is not ruchnis. The rain is gashmi. But the cause and effect, the siva and mesuva is ruchnis. It's ruchnis. Then there's the rain, which is part of the whole system of Zvichas Hashem and the Gechovim and the Mazorois. And that's talking not so accurate. It's like a true. No serious. That's true. But there is gashem, Roshan Gashmius, and gashem, which is part of the physical Marocho, which is not lavdavke totally. Sibur Mesubov caused an effect in terms of Ruchnis. So both are true. So the Gamze is Emes. Alright, I'll give them a chance.
Maybe on that note, what's the plan?